We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. You Date Me, a podcast where I try to figure out why I'm single, even though I'll let you titty fuck me, even though I don't enjoy it. My guest today is a model. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. I met her on the Steve Harvey Show. She's modeled for H&M. She's done runway stuff. She's got a book called The Not So Subtle Art of Being a Fat Girl, Loving the Skin and You're In, Tess Holliday. Boop, boop, boop.
I can't even follow that. I'm just sitting over here like I need more caffeine. I'm mind blown. Hi.
Hi, hi, hi. Truly, this is like my base level. I can't get wilder.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited. It's good to see you under less stressful circumstances.
Yes. We first met on the Steve Harvey Show. It was called The Curvy Hour. Mm. And the only reason why I said yes to it is because the way it was pitched to me, they were like, okay, so Steve is doing a curvy hour and it's going to be you and a curvy panel and then an audience of curvy women. And I was like, there's going to be an audience of fat women? They're just going to go out and find fat women? How did they ask that? What was the breakdown for it? Like, I'm so sorry you can't come today. It's for the fat women. And I was like, that is so funny. So I was like, I have to do this. That's the only reason why I did it. Because I was like, I can't wait to see a sea of fat ladies who are just like, Steve!
You know, I wish it would have been a little bit more positive than it was. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that you were literally only the highlight of my trip and the pizza. So... yeah, but, you know, I guess that was the good part of it.
Yeah, yeah. They got us Luminati's Pizza, yes. Which is Chicago-style deep dish. Ooh, baby, if you're in Chicago, you better taste bomb. It. So good. Yeah, it was interesting because... because I've done the curvy panel twice now because I was like, I have to go back. That was wild.
But girl, I didn't get a call back. Not after had the side eye he gave me was edited out, but I was not asked back.
Well, I think it's because men don't really love being told you're wrong.
No.
And he had a little bit of like antiquated views on body positivity. And you were like the forefront of body positivity, which I love. You have a hashtag F your beauty standards, and people accuse you of promoting obesity, which is like the most insane thing in the world. Mm. Because what does that mean? I feel like you promote, you have a body, you're in it, love it.
100%. I even wrote in my book, in my book, I have like Tess Holliday's advice for life. Mm-hmm. And one of them is saying that I promote obesity is like saying that Stevie Wonder promotes blindness. Because it's like, it's who I am. Like, why is that? Why is the fact that I'm saying love yourself and it's coming from a fat body? Why does that equal that I'm like recruiting people like Tupperware to like become fat? You know, I'm just saying like love yourself. It's, God, it's so basic, but people just make it into, you know, it's just blanketed by their own shit. So it's really hard. But we have people like you to break it down.
I'm trying.
Appreciate it.
It took me a long time to get to loving the body I was in. Like my parents passed away and I had all their stuff in storage and I had some of my stuff from New York in storage. And I was recently in Jersey where the unit is and I was going through old pictures and there's a literal picture of me in a pool fully clothed. Also, aww. I'm like 75 pounds lighter than I am now. And I was like, oh, I wish I could go back in time and be like, bitch, you gonna get bigger. Just take it all off, get in the pool, live your fucking life.
Oh, that's so real. I look back at photos of, it's like, God, this is so white of me. But it's the song where it's everybody's free to wear sunscreen. It's by Baz Luhrmann. So he says, you look back at photos of yourself and realize you weren't as fat as you imagined. Mm-hmm. But when I was a teenager, I hated myself. And I was like, I wish that I could have been like 160 pounds ago, been like, your life is good. Mm-hmm. You can love yourself now, which is why we do what we do now, which is why we're like, love yourself. Because if you can love the body you're in, it might not take you gaining 160 pounds like me to love your body. So,
oh, goodness gracious.
But it's okay. There's just more to love now.
Yeah, just a little bit more. You could hide things in my rolls, whatever. When I was younger, when I first started having sex, I would always have sex in the dark. I would always have a t-shirt on. It was truly like having sex through like a fucking hole in a sheet. I was like, don't touch me. Don't touch my body. Just fuck it. Just fuck the hole. And that is such an insane thing to think now. Now I'm like, lights on. I don't fucking care. You're going to see all of this. I'm going to shake it. I don't fucking care.
My husband was the first person that I had sex with the lights on.
Really?
In all of the people that I'm like, all the people that I slept with, he was the first one that I had the lights off and he got up and he turned the lights on and he's like, no, I was like, I want to see you. I'm like, that's weird. Why? Why do you want to see me? And now I can't imagine like going back to that. You know, I missed out on, I mean, we have good sex now, but I just think like all that sex I missed out on in the beginning.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so insane to think. I have like a joke about how you're not thinner in the dark. So it literally doesn't make sense to turn out the lights because it's truly not like a guy's going to touch you and be like, oh, I'm so glad I'm fucking a tiny person. No, he knows you're a big bitch. He likes it. That's why he's there.
Yeah.
And my mother used to say that. She was like, if a boy likes you, he's going to like you and all of you. You know, men are, they're visual monsters. They like what they see. If they're going to fuck you, they like what you got.
100%.
So you've been with Nick for 6 years.
I have, yeah.
And you guys did not meet on a dating app. You guys met on Tumblr.
We met on Tumblr. He saw photos of me. And he thought that I was cute and he liked that what I was doing. And he messaged me and he said, I love how you inspire other women. Oh. And I had just gotten out of a relationship that, I mean, we're still friends, but it just wasn't the best fit for us. But so I was like thirsty and I saw his photo and
he's very pretty.
Thank you. He's just a pretty man.
Very, very pretty.
Our baby looks just like him. He's such a pretty baby. But yeah, I saw a photo of him and I was like, there's no way, because I was still working through my own insecurities and like I was still trying to figure out who I was and I hadn't quite loved my body at that point. And so when I saw his photo, I was like, there's no way that this hot dude is messaging me. And look, his message was, I love how you inspire other women. Mm-hmm. And I literally messaged him back and I said, thank you. By the way, my jaw hit the floor when I saw you because you're hot. Like I didn't hold back at all, which is so like, I would do that now if I was single, but then it was so just like out of character. So very thirsty.
I like that you saw him and you were like, I just gotta fucking tell him that he's cute. Because he is cute. Because I remember I think you were modeling for Domino's Dollhouse, which I don't think is a company anymore.
No.
It was a plus size company.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I saw you and I was like, damn. Damn. Wow. This woman is a, she's a, can I say fat? Does
yeah,
that
yeah.
You?
Well, okay. Fat's in my book title, so oh, please.
Okay. Well, sometimes fat. You say it and like people's faces change and I'm like, oh, you don't know?
I was literally in the doctor yesterday with Nick and the receptionist was like, oh, you look really familiar. And I said, thanks. And she was plus size. She was fat. Mm-hmm. And I said something about being fat. And she goes, oh, no, no, girl. We're fluffy.
No, no, no.
And I said, and I said, yeah, you can be fluffy, but I'm fat. I'm fluffy. I'm a lot of stuff. So it's funny, like the face that people make when mm-hmm. I call myself fat, like it's just, yes. It's complete shock.
Yeah, I have a joke about that because when I call myself fat, because I started working on fat material maybe like a year and a half ago, and every time I would start, I couldn't figure out how to get into it because I would say, I'm fat, and then without fail, someone in the audience would go, oh, and I'd be like, don't do that. I don't feel bad for myself. I literally said it with a smile and I'm wearing a crop top. Like, do you think yeah. I'm sad? I would be wearing a little parka. I would overdress. I'm literally right now, you can't see it because it's a podcast, but I'm wearing a lace see-through dress with titties out because I don't fucking care.
She is. I love it.
And I used to cover my arms, which is an insane thing. I was like, I guess if there's a sleeve, they won't know.
Well, I was that way too. When I moved to LA, I would literally wear cardigans every mm-hmm. single day. Because I was so ashamed of my arms. And you have big arms like me.
Yes, girl.
We've got big
yes,
arms.
Yes, girl.
And when, like, it was so hard for me to break through that. But really, I was fucking hot. Like, mm-hmm. tired of melting. And yes. so I stopped leaving the cardigans. And I literally don't own any cardigans at all
it's
now.
It's life-changing it when really you is. Finally embrace your body. I got to a point where I was like, wait, if I'm wearing a cardigan and I'm wearing, you know, like, head to toe, I'm covered, I think they can still see me. You just become like Grimace. Like you're just yeah. a shape. You're like a shape that's fully covered.
Yeah.
Had you ever like messaged a dude online? Men message you all the time. Yes.
Yeah. I get a ton of messages now. Prior to that, I did online dating because I was a single mom and I didn't go to bars. I had no mm-hmm. way of meeting guys. So I was on. Well, I tried eHarmony, but let me tell you, girl, the religious aspect was difficult. Mm-hmm. But also at the time, I was 23, 24, and it kept matching me with like 26-year-old ministers or people in the mm-hmm. Army. And they just like weren't really my type. You yes. know what I mean? Like there was a lot of fat phobia coming and I just, yes. it was difficult. So I kept trying to raise my age because I wanted an older man. Mm-hmm. And look, long story short, eHarmony didn't work. I tried OkCupid, which is how I met my last boyfriend mm-hmm. before Nick. Which he was good, but we weren't compatible. But it was hard because I have a smaller face. Mm-hmm. And so it's the thing where people are like, I'm fatter in real life. Mm-hmm. So I would meet up with people. I would have photos of myself that were, you know, full bodied. And guys would be like, wow, you're fatter than I thought you were.
Good
and I'd
Lord.
Be like, dope. Well, I guess I'm not going to see you again.
Ugh.
So that's where I would message these guys. I would meet up and then they would dump me. And keep in mind, one of the guys I talk about in my book picked me up and had to breathe into his breathalyzer to start the truck from his first DUI offense, he said.
What a treat. What a treat of a person to be like, I'm fucked up, but your fatness?
I know.
That's bad. That's a real deal breaker.
So, yeah, he never saw me again. And I thought, I'm not the fucked up one in this,
no.
in this part.
I mean, to me, fat's not an insult. But someone going, you're fatter than I thought is the same thing as like, oh, you're uglier than I thought. Or like, I don't know why people need to say everything they're thinking out loud. I was on eHarmony for never. So I answered the entire questionnaire, which was weird because
it was
they would
so
re-ask you the same question just in like different iterations. Uh-huh. And then they rejected me.
Oh, girl.
They said I was part of the 2% of unmatchable people. And this is like back in the day where like I couldn't screenshot anything because I had a fucking Dell computer.
Oh.
But like I got that and I was like, oh my God. And I showed it to my roommate at the time, and she just laughed and laughed. And that's, like, stuck with me. I have not been Maybe able you need to find anybody.
You need to write a book, and the title needs to be Unmatchable. I'm saying it now because that's so funny.
Speak it into existence. I am and I know that, like, the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, oh, okay, I am a tough sell. I'm fat. I'm black. I work a lot. I have long hours. I travel a lot. I have my own money. I don't need anybody, like, financially. Like, that's kind of a hard sell. A lot of dudes want to take care of you.
It's funny that you say that because three of my good friends that happen to be in the same category as everything that you're mm-hmm. saying, I always think, why are they single? Like, my friend Ivory, fat, black, stylish, has her own money, social worker, mm-hmm. travels, takes solo vacations all the time, still single. And I'm like, how is this possible? Because I'd like to me, I'm like, if I was a lesbian and single, mm-hmm. I would scoop you up in 2 seconds. And it doesn't, I think obviously men are intimidated by strong women. And I think the fatness, you know, I think there's still in our society, even though it's been shown that men in America are more sexually attracted and favor bigger women. I think
really?
It's like 54%. Yeah, there's a ton of surveys and stuff that have been done where men are, and the porn searches in America are all like plus, like it's like the higher favored and plus size. So I think it's because people are ashamed and embarrassed to admit mm-hmm. that they're, you know, sexually attracted to plus size women.
Do you remember, it wasn't super long ago, but a man made an Instagram post where he was like, I love my curvy wife.
But you saw that I got in a fight with him.
No!
Girl, I went viral getting in a fight with that fool.
No, I missed that.
Yeah,
what
I did.
Dream.
I didn't mean
did
to
say?
Cut you off.
No, please tell me.
I basically said that why are we giving trophies to mediocre white men on doing stuff that they should already be doing? Like, because the thing is, and people were like, that's not fair because your husband is, you know, a skinny white guy saying he loves, you know, he posts photos saying he loves you. And I go, yeah, but it was the language and the way that he mm-hmm. did it that wasn't appropriate. And like, and to be honest, both of them were mad at me, like the, and then they were on the news about it and literally everyone was asking me,
oh,
why would you do that? And they were like, God, you know, you're such a bully, Tess, for doing that. And I it really made me upset. And I realized obviously I have more work to do if mm-hmm. women are just so easily fawning over a dude saying all that stuff about his wife. It's like, of course you love her and you're attracted to her. You married her. Mm-hmm. And like all of the comparisons he was doing about her body and how she'll never be on the – a body like hers will never be on the cover of magazines, but I still love her. And I was like, bitch, bodies like hers have been on the covers mm-hmm. of magazines. Me and like at least 15
also,
other people I can name.
She wasn't big?
No. I mean, she
was like average, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, she falls into the spectrum of plus size, but it's not like he's dating, you know, like – I just thought that it was, I mean, for, God, it grosses me out. It was just so self-congratulatory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and absolutely.
And he wanted a pat on the back and mm-hmm. a trophy. And it just, it bothered me. And people can think I'm mean or a bully or whatever. But I feel like it's my, if I'm going into that realm of body positivity and loving yourself and talking about like healthy relationships and all, like all of the stuff I use my platform for, I have to call out stuff like that. And I didn't do it in a mean way. I just think that it's important that we say like, hey, like this is not something that you want in a partner that's going to do stuff like this. You can have someone that dotes on you and like thinks you're bomb, but like not like that.
Mm-hmm. I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
If my partner made a public post about how awful other people thought my body was, but he just loves it so much he don't know why. Oh. I would be like, can you not ever do that again?
Oh.
I don't even know what that conversation would be. I'd be like, you gotta go.
I know. It's also goes back to plus size women taking crumbs, you know, like mm-hmm. we just, I mean, look, I love cookies and crumbs. I'll take them all. But I'm saying like when it comes to people loving yourself and your body and what and images you're seeing in media and all of this, like we just have to stop taking like crumbs like mm-hmm. that. I don't know. To me, it rubbed me the wrong way, obviously. And I'm very vocal about stuff like that.
I like that you're very vocal. I like that you... because you like very much like interact with your fans and you are constantly like posting things. I don't like, you're just very good at social media.
Okay, well, I can teach you. I love, you know, I love social media because I wouldn't be sitting here, I mean, with you, because I wouldn't have my career. I wouldn't.
How did you, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but I know you started your career on a modeling website, yes?
Well, yeah, I had photos of myself on Model Mayhem, which was basically, and I think still is now, used for guys to pick up girls and like just skeezy guys that say they're photographers that live in their mom's, like
yes, come to my fucking hut and I'll fucking shoot you, and you're like, oh, no thank you.
Yeah, and I need you topless on my dirty bed, please. These photos are gonna change your life. I shot at this guy's house off of the 405 freeway. Okay, I go in and I thought, like, I had all, it was before I started professionally modeling, but you know, I'm trying to be a model, I'm out here hustling. It's LA. I go into this house and his mom answers the door.
Oh, no.
She's watching TV and he's like, oh, yeah, upstairs. So I go upstairs. His mom doesn't even bat an eyelash.
Oh,
and the guy's
no.
like, I need you to take off your shirt and like, you can be topless, but you can leave this on. And like, I did it and I was like covered, but I felt really weird. His bed was dirty. There was like empty, like top ramen containers everywhere. And anyways, long story short, like, he's still out there. I saw one of his photos the other day.
The saddest thing is you're not the only person with that story. Being a woman trying to break it in truly any form of entertainment, people just want to take advantage of you because you're naive and you don't know that it's not right to go to a man's house and go to his room and take your, like, it's, you don't know that.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I don't know. How does anyone start? How do I've like met with dudes who are like, oh, I can do X, Y, and Z for you. And I get there and I'm like, oh, this is fucking shady.
100%.
This one guy, I met him on the street. He was like, you're beautiful. Have you ever thought about modeling? And I was like, I'm too fat to model. He's like, no, this is specifically for model or bigger models. And I was like, oh, okay. And he hands me this card that says bustybabydolls.com.
Oh,
and he's like,
Lord.
You don't have to go to the website to check anything out. We can just set up an appointment for you to do some modeling. And I was like, oh, okay. So I made the appointment and I was like on my way to go. And I was, something told me, it was like, look at the website. See what bustybabydolls.com is. Girl, it was full on porn. Just like big black women getting fucking railed. And I was like, oh! And I was like, what would have happened when I got there?
Yeah.
Would this man have like, he probably would have talked me into doing a porn and then it would have been something to haunt me for the rest of my life.
I may or may not be sitting here right now. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I could have been like fucking murdered or like whatever.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah, it's,
we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll keep talking.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back. What a dream of a break. Okay, what were you talking about?
Black women getting railed. Yes. Was the last thing,
yes,
that you said.
The last thing. Oh, my goodness. I'm always saying something wild.
I'm so glad my publicist didn't come to this with me, because she would be in the corner in the fetal position screaming at me.
My publicist, a lot of times I see her cringing and she'll be like, oh boy. But after, like, working with them for a while, they're like, that's her.
Yes, mine does the same thing now. I'll get the eye roll, or I'll get the mom, like, look, and then, you know, it's good. But yeah.
Anyways. Okay, I want you to look at my Tinder page.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what you think I can change, if you just straight up like it. And then as you go through it, just, like, describe it, because it's a podcast.
Okay, but what I want to know is, do you get recognized on Tinder? Like, do people, like, as a celeb? P.S. I have this shirt and I will never part with it.
I love it. ASOS.
Yeah, it's the ASOS Monster. It looks like it's eating your boobs.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry. Do you get recognized on
Sometimes.
Tinder?
Sometimes I get recognized. More times I don't get recognized because my demographic isn't like 20-year-old, 30-year-old men. It's a lot of teenage girls or, like, young ladies. But yeah.
I, first of all, love this photo of you climbing the bookcase because I think that that's very It's very good. I also like that you say I got a fat ass, so if you're not into it, bye.
Mm-hmm. No, let 'em know.
I love it. Down to figure skater 5. That's really funny.
Thank you.
I would be lost in this dating world. Like, I've never used Tinder or, like, any kind of app because, well, it all started after I was in a relationship.
Completely. You've missed out.
I have.
Let me tell you something. It's awful. It's the fucking worst.
I've heard nothing but horror stories, especially, I mean, I've had a few friends that have ended up married from Tinder, but, you know. I know that it's a hard world out there because it's people are sketchy and, you know, I guess if you want something more than a hookup, which is cool, too, if that's all you want.
I've been on Tinder, I think, for maybe 2 years, 3 years. I don't know. I don't know how long it's been around. But I've only had like 3 nice dates where like I went on another date.
Out of
with
how
person.
Many dates have you?
So many.
Oh, my God.
So many dates. But also I went through a real hoe phase where I was like, yeah, I just need to get deep dicked. So I would just have dudes come to my house. I'd be like, you fuck me, and then you leave. And then some guys like want to hang out. And I'm like, do you not get what a booty call is? Like, fucking leave.
My friend, I don't want to, well, I'm just going to call her out, Ashley in New York. She's she's like this tiny little thing. She uses it, and she uses it just for recreational purposes, just for sex, and loves it. But I do sometimes think, like, you know, how hard it would be to find if you want, like, a committed
It's
monogamous relationship.
Very, very hard. Yeah. And then I do have like a big old dildo in one picture. So men.
I missed that.
Oh, you did?
Where is it?
It's in the monster picture.
Girl, I'm holding a dildo. I was so mesmerized by our matching t-shirt that I missed.
We probably have so many matching clothing because. We
probably do.
There's no clothes for fat ladies.
No, nothing cute.
What I've resorted to is I buy things that are smaller with a fuller skirt and then have someone cut the bottom off and add it to the body part.
That's smart.
Yeah. And then that way I have things that nobody else has.
I love it.
It's you gotta. As a
you
fat
have
lady,
to be creative
tips,
as a
like,
fat
tricks.
Lady.
I had some girl. She was like, where do you shop? And I was like, honestly, everywhere. Spandex is your friend and you have to put it on. Like, I was wearing a dress yesterday that was a medium, but it was like a giant trapeze dress. And I was like, yes, I'm here for this. Okay, so I, last night, was just cruising on Tinder, and I matched with this guy named Drew. Drew is, can you see Drew?
I can.
Drew has muscles. Drew's on the beach. Drew loves his body and his profile. He's 29. He says, let's work out together. Make meal plans, acro yoga, God, actor, director, cinematographer.
And you guys matched?
Yes.
I'm not trying to judge you, but my brain exploded.
I matched. I swiped right because I was like, I have to see if we match. And then we did match. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to send him a message. So I wrote meal prep, yoga, and God, you fuck? He hasn't responded.
Oh.
And then I matched with this guy named Zach a while ago, and he keeps, like, just messaging me intermittently. And then he was like, let's get together sometime, December 14th. Then January 20th, he goes, what's your number? So I wrote 8. And he said, cool.
Oh.
I was like, I'm not giving you my phone number. I don't fucking know you. Everyone's
so, but
trash.
Do you feel you're not giving him your phone number? But do you feel comfortable with them coming over to your house? Because see, that would weird me out.
Well, I figure if I meet someone in the bar and I bring them to my house, what's the difference if I bring someone from Tinder to my house?
True. That's a good
and
point.
Now I have a security system in my house, so like if you're gonna break in, it'll alarm and ADT will come and save me. I don't know. But yeah, I guess it is. At first when I was like, ooh, I'm just gonna fuck these dudes, I was like, is this gross? Is this bad? But then I was like, I don't know. Like, I've slept with strangers from bars and never spoken to them again.
Yeah, same. I get it. I feel like it's hard. Because I'm a mom, and I'm not saying that judgy because it sounded judgy because I was like, mom. my older son's 12 and my other son is almost 2.
Aww.
And I kind of missed like a hoe phase that a lot of my friends went because I was 20 with a kid. So
ooh,
I didn't really like bring people to my house and do all of that until my son was old enough to like stay at his grandparents or whatever. So, but I mean, I get it because when I was single and a teenager, I did so many things that I'm surprised that I'm still alive or I don't have like 20 STDs. So,
yeah, I was very reckless in my younger days. It's wild that I'm pretty good right now. dating is so, you're very lucky you don't have to do it. But, oh, do you know what Raya is?
No.
I'm like obsessed with Raya.
What is it?
Raya is like Tinder, but for semi-famous people and Instagram models.
Okay, I have heard of this. Now that you said it, one of my friends is on it and she hooks up with someone from a boy band or former boy band.
What a dream!
But like, it's funny because I didn't believe her and I was like, you have to text him. Because I want to see. And she texts him and he texts back with, who is this? And she was like, well, he has like 4 different phones. And I was like, I get it. It's fine. Like, whatever.
That's so funny that she's like, oh, yeah, I'll prove it to you. And he's like, who the fuck this? He's got a lot of phones.
I was crying. But that's strange too. And it's funny you said Instagram models because that's a whole nother world of Instagram's funny, you know.
Instagram's very interesting. Social media, people are very crazy on it.
They are, and I think people forget sometimes that you can just be whoever the fuck you want to be on social media and create whatever you want. That sometimes I think people are so focused on like everything being perfect online that they forget about actually working on themselves in real life, which I'm sure you notice through dating and all of that you're like you were much more appetizing on an app than in real life.
Oh, yeah. I've been on dates with dudes where I'm like, ugh, your fingernails are long and gross, but you look pretty well groomed online.
I hate long fingernails. It's so funny
it's
that you
so
said that.
Gross. Because I'm like, okay, if you finger me, men are like not great with hygiene. Some of them aren't. And it's like, you probably have dirt under there. I don't want to have to get a tetanus shot before you finger me, okay?
Oh, my God.
So gross. So can you tell me about like DMs that you get? Because you have like, how many followers do you have on Instagram? Like,
I have 6 million? I don't have that many.
You have
but
so
thank
many,
you.
Though.
Bless you, Jesus. I have 1.5 million.
That, to me,
followers.
That's 10 million. That's so many.
So many. I also lose a lot, you know, because I'm a big mouth, but I don't care. Bye. I get a ton of DMs a day. And I would say it's half and half. Like, half of it is just women saying that they're inspired by me or they want it. Mostly they want modeling advice, which is cool. I don't typically respond to them because of Google, you know. But if I see someone that genuinely, like, I feel like is going through something or whatever, I will reach out to them. Then I have a ton of men. I don't really get women sliding in my DMs like in a sexual manner. Mostly men. I had to actually disable. I had my Snapchat open to where anyone could message me because I like getting messages from my fans and I like interacting with them. But not when I open a video and someone's just jerking right off into it. And like also my husband and I, like my husband's queer, which is a lot of fun because I can.
What? Okay. I'm not so up queer on things. What does queer mean?
So queer is that basically he's attracted to anyone and everyone regardless he used to say that he was like pansexual or bi.
Okay.
So they've changed it now. So queer is just kind of like a blanket.
An encompassing of
everything. So he's attracted to basically everyone, regardless of how they were assigned at birth and all kinds of stuff.
I feel like that falls under bi. I don't know. I feel like sexuality is so polarizing. Like people, because everyone's
so
obsessed with labels.
So you could say his fluid is fluid. Which is funny because when I met him, I thought about it, but I kind of dismissed it as well because – not dismissed it. I kind of just put it in the back of my head because he liked me. I liked him. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really care that he had been with men before or was attracted to whoever because it didn't bother me. My mom, it bothered a lot. Yeah.
I feel like older people are just like, yeah. I don't get it. Why can't you pick? I don't know why that's my old person voice, but
I love it.
Thank you.
But I think it's hard for people to understand that my husband is queer and that we're in a monogamous married relationship because they're like, well, if he's attracted to men or whoever, then how can he be with you? And it's like, I for a long time considered myself heterosexual, but I think that my husband likes to joke that I'm straightish because like I'm obviously like, I think that women are beautiful and I think that basically anyone is beautiful and I can find attraction in anyone. It doesn't necessarily mean that I could be in a relationship with them or whatever, but I think that we're all a little,
I agree. Gay-ish. I think everyone is just, I think we need to like just not have labels anymore.
I agree.
And just be like, I don't know, I'm just going to love who I love and like whatever. Because I was watching porn like two nights ago and it was like a circle jerk on this woman. And I was like, what's gayer than that? Like getting all your dicks out with your buddies and like jerking off to the same girl. Like that to me, that is pretty gay. And truly at one point she had two dicks in her mouth. And I was like, so you're touching your friend's dick? But like, I'm sure it was like, they look like those people who would just be like, no homo, but we gonna fuck her together. Oh my God,
we joke about that all the time.
That's pretty gay.
It is. And I think a lot of, like, we were talking about this too last night. My husband and I, like, there's the show that my son loves called Impractical Jokers. Mm-hmm. He's obsessed with it, where they play practical jokes on people. So they had to do a challenge where the guy had to get in a wrestling rink with a professional wrestler. And I told my husband, God, wrestling is so gay.
So
homoerotic.
So gay.
But the amount of people that watch wrestling and are in it would be like, oh no, no, I'm not gay. I'm not into that.
Gay.
And
it's like football's 100%. Pretty gay.
All of the sports. Well, not, I mean like soccer.
Soccer's
kind
not
of
gay.
No, no.
Well, I guess
not.
Yeah, you're doing a little footwork. Yeah, you're dancing around a field.
But you know, I just think like I think through body positivity and learning how to love myself, it made me kind of like open my worldview, I guess, a bit on like people and realize that like we all have our own shit. And it made it easier for me to love other people like through loving myself, which sounds really lame, but it's true.
But it's very true because it's RuPaul says it. If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Can I get an amen?
It's so true because if you don't love you, then how are you bringing all of you to a relationship?
100%. So I think that's where the sexuality and like all of that comes into play, where I was able to, I never thought growing up in a Southern Baptist household, I mean, I'm not anymore, but I'm saying like that I would be married to someone who I am and like have the viewpoints on the world I do. But, you know, my husband and I say it in regards to the DMs, like, why can't you wash it before you're sending a photo of it, you know, or like clip your nails or do a cute background.
Yes.
So we go through all the time and critique them where I'm like, you know, I just like wish that people put more thought into them, which is probably why I'm married to my husband, because his looked like 60s gay porn. And I was like, I'm marrying you right now.
So did you guys send like naked pictures to
each
other?
Yeah, we did.
So he's from Australia, right?
He is.
So how long were you dating online before you actually met?
10 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a fucking long time.
It was. Well, I was supposed to go to Australia for work and the job fell through and I called him devastated. This was in September of 2012. And he asked me, do you want to like date? Do you want to like be exclusive and date? And so I was now dating a person I had never met. I already knew that I loved him. And so he came.
When did you know you loved him?
Pretty early on. I think like we talked all the time and he was in a relationship when we met and it was towards the end of the relationship and he broke up with her and we started talking and there was just, I mean, I think probably like 2 or 3 months into talking that I knew that I loved him and I actually was thinking of like, this is who I would want to marry. Aww. And it's weird because you've never even met the person and I had all these feelings for someone. So when I told my mom he was coming to visit me and like stay in my home, mm-hmm. which see now I'm judging. I was like judging you earlier. He came and stayed in my home with my older son was 5 at the time, mm-hmm. For 6 weeks.
Everyone, that's a long time for an initial meeting.
It was, and it did not go well.
Really?
No, I talk about it in my book and because I felt like it was important to be honest with people that mm-hmm. I didn't know how to be loved. I had never had anyone like want to see my body. I had never had anyone want to be intimate with me. Nick is the first person that I have had sex with more than 2 or 3 times, like the same partner. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know anything about that world. I mean, because most of my sexual encounters had been one night stands because mm-hmm. that's all that guys were giving a fat girl.
I'm in the same boat currently. Yeah. There's one person in my life that I've had sex with more than 3 times.
Mm.
And he's bad.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. Like, how do you develop as a person and like even sexually if you're not given a chance? So
yeah, it sucks. A thing I'm working on right now in therapy is hugs. Like
you gave me a very good hug.
Well, that's different. Like hugs with a man that I'm sleeping with, because to me, hugging and cuddling is more intimate than sex.
Yeah.
Like I used to get very drunk and like hook up with dudes and then be like, I don't cuddle. I don't do hugs. You fuck me now. And my therapist was like, we have to work on that. When I said that to her, and I've just been trying to be more open with people and trying to like really like when I hug someone, like think of like how it makes me feel. It makes me feel happy. So like hugging a man I just slept with should in theory make me happy. But then I was like, have I ever slept with anyone I like? I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I can honestly say that, which I feel like maybe I'm useless on your podcast.
You're not.
The other podcast I did, the other person had, or the one I did last week, was newly single. So he was heartbroken. And I was like, yeah, my relationship has taught me so much. But, you know, just rubbing it in their face, they're newly single. But
no, I like this. I like learning about, okay, I have a question. So you talked for 10 months.
Yeah.
You FaceTimed.
We FaceTimed. We Skyped. We did
texting.
All that.
Calls.
Skype sex.
Do you think, how does that work?
You just prop the computer up and, you know.
And then just like talk to each other through
it? Yeah, kind of.
Is it hot? Is it good?
It was, yeah, and I do miss it sometimes. Like, when we travel, sometimes, like, when we travel mostly together because him and I work together. But when we travel apart, we still try to do stuff like that mm-hmm. because you have to, especially when you're in a long-term relationship.
Keep it spicy.
Yeah, but I will tell you what was awkward when the internet connection would drop out. You'd be like, it got very awkward.
There you are, alone in your room with a fucking vibrator in your pussy going, why is the Wi-Fi forsaking me?
It was so embarrassing. I'll never forget. I was in Vegas. He was in Australia because we did long distance for 10 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, not 10 months, 3 years before he moved over.
Whoa.
3 years. So I got really good at all this. So I was in Vegas. I was staying at my friend's house and I was like, I'm going to have a date night with Nick. We planned it. Mm-hmm. I got a room at the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Ooh,
really cute
group.
Room. I had lingerie and I go to call him and the internet's not working. This isn't the Cosmopolitan Hotel. Mm-hmm. Like, this is
like
not
an expensive Vegas hotel that's cute and gorgeous.
I had IT come up. I'm in a nighty. I have all these people coming trying to fix it. Nick's like being so supportive and nice. 3 hours, still not working. So we just decided to call each other and be like, okay, I love you. I'm sorry. We'll try it again. I was devastated. So, you know, the internet, like I need the connections to be strong, the Wi-Fi
honestly,
to be strong.
Very funny to be like, IT, you need to fix this so I can fuck.
I was so bummed. I know, exactly. I was just eating M&Ms from the mini bar and being so sad about life.
Here's a question. Do you think being long distance and not having met him for so long created a false sense of intimacy so that when you met him, you kind of had to backtrack because you had gotten ahead of it?
No, I think like it helped me familiarize myself with him. I don't know, maybe it did. I never thought of it that way. I think the part that I had a hard time with was I don't know, maybe it did. Because I had a really hard time accepting that this person in front of me, like, he's much better looking in real life than online. And so he was, like, so handsome and he smelled so good. I remember all this stuff when I first met him. And I'm, like, in my head, because I had such low self-esteem, I was, like, how is this guy into me? And, like, how does he want to be with me? And so it took probably the first 5 weeks of his trip of us, like, I was so mean to him.
Really? And I was, were just, like, putting up a wall to be, like, in case you hurt me on this trip, I'll hurt you first.
And I was working still. I wasn't self-employed, so I wasn't modeling full-time. Mm-hmm. So I was doing, like, makeup at MAC, and I was also working at a dental office. And I took on extra shifts at MAC so I wouldn't be home with him.
Wow.
It was really mean. And it wasn't until like a week before he left that it clicked with me. And I was like, wait, this guy's leaving back to Australia. I don't know what's happening. Like, obviously we were together, but like, I mean, it. And so I didn't see him again after he left for another 10 months because money, we were both broke. Mm-hmm. But also I think it was just like, I didn't really leave him wanting to run exactly all the way back here.
Did he ever bring up that you seemed distant or mean and afterwards or during?
No, during the trip he mentioned it, but I think he was just like really sad. And it's funny because now if I even like make him mad or anything, he'll like snap and let me know real quick. But then like I think like how did he like he hit it really well, and he would tell me in really like soft ways, but he was quite disappointed at my behavior.
Well, it's very interesting to me to date someone for 10 months without seeing them and like hearing, like, because phone cadence is different than in-person for cadence and FaceTime, all of that's different than like actually being there with the person. And it feels like it was 10 months of time getting to know someone, but then you had to get to know them again.
Yeah.
Because people are different in person.
I'm still doing it. I mean, we spent 3 years dating and we've lived together. Next month will be 3 years that he's lived in the US. But I mean, you're still like, I mean, I think we're still trying to figure it out and we're still like learning stuff about each other and like annoying the shit out of each other. That's relationships. But it's weird to think back at a time where I felt unlovable and I felt like someone wouldn't love me because of my size, because now I can't even fathom that. Like, I don't want – I mean, the only way that he's getting rid of me is if he dies. So if he dies tomorrow and let's say like however long down the track I start dating – I mean, I don't know. This is hypothetical. But I can't picture going back to that person I was and like and like you, like my dating profile would be just as as outspoken as that, saying like, I'm fat, deal with it. This is what I like.
Yeah, you know? When I first started online dating, my first profile was on OkCupid. I had a lot of face shots, a lot of like camera high, same, chin down, hide the second chin. And then I never met up with anyone from OkCupid when I was on it in New York. But, like, had I, people would have been like, whoa.
100%.
You are truly misrepresenting yourself. Because I was, like, 75 pounds smaller. So then my face was, like, I have a photogenic face. I look good in pictures.
Same.
And then if I, like, tilt down, like, it's like, ooh, that's a thin woman. That woman might be a little thick, but, like, she looks thin. And it's like, you got to show that whole body, yada, yada, yada.
I need you, though, to update your Tinder profile to one of those wig photos you posted. Because those were everything.
Thank you. If you don't follow me on social media, which you should, you can see my Tinder profile on Facebook. It's Nicole Byer Comedy. But on Instagram, I posted pictures of me in this fabulous purple wig that I got on Hollywood Boulevard that's made for a drag queen, but I saw it and I was like, that's me.
It's so good on
that's
you.
Who I am. Thank you so much. Tess, I have a question. I know we don't know each other very well, but if you were single, would you date me?
I would date you.
Ooh, what a treat. Very few people have said yes.
I mean, look, I don't know. I feel like life's too short and I don't know. Why not?
Thank you. I very much appreciate it. So what are you doing right now? You're modeling.
I am. I'm actually going to Fashion Week for the first time.
Are you walking?
I'm not. I walked last year. I'm not walking this year. This year, I'm going with Sebastian, the hair company. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to Christian Siriano's show.
Ooh, fun.
Interview him. Yeah. And then I'm meeting up with a fan, got a giveaway. So they're coming to do that.
That's nice.
It's going to be fun. So I'm attending like 8 shows. I've never done that. I'm doing like the full Fashion Week moment. But I think it's fun. It's like I'm in no way going to stop modeling, but I really want to get into high fashion. And I think, like, you know, you have Beth Ditto and you have more high profile fat girls that designers are making stuff for, but
they're making for them specifically, for which bugs me the fuck out. Marc Jacobs, I think, featured Beth Ditto in a campaign.
Yeah.
But I was like, then make us fucking clothes.
And Jean-Paul Gaultier and Gucci.
Had Crystal Ren walk.
Yeah.
And had her walk at the end, meaning that was like his inspiration. It's like, then make us the fucking clothes.
I know. And it's so frustrating. So it's like, it's hard because on one hand, I don't, you know, if high fashion's not making our size, then obviously I always tell people, put your money where your mouth is and support brands that are making your size. But on the other side, you know, they make accessories, they make other stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I think, why not? Like, why, you know, you have plus size models that are working for some big designers, but those plus size models are no bigger than a 12 or a 14. Mm-hmm. So what about us fat girls that have money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to spend it.
I want to spend it, and I want to
be cute. I love bags, but you can only have so many purses.
I know. I had a designer today that I'm attending their show, and they were like, you can pick 4 things from our site. And I mean, I was so excited, but when you're going through it, it's like, I had to do a filter and say accessories and, like, you know, because I can't wear the stuff. Mm-hmm. So that part is frustrating. So, yeah, I mean, I want to do more high fashion. I'm doing a couple other things that I can't talk about yet, but I don't know. I think TV's fun. I want to see where that takes me. So
A personality, or do you want to get into acting?
Maybe not acting. Probably just myself. I don't want to do anything scripted because that's not me. Mm-hmm. But I would. I don't know. I'm kind of like testing some stuff out. But I mean, I'm sorry for everyone. I guess they'll just have to see me more, I guess, is what I'm saying. But
I don't know. I love how visible you are. I love that you were on the cover of People magazine, which is like, great. And I love that you exist, and I love that you don't apologize for existing.
Thank you.
And I think you're a real trailblazer, and I'm so excited you came to talk to me.
I'm so excited I got to see you.
Yeah, because I like talking about fat things, but I haven't had anyone on who's like full-fledged, like, fuck you, this is it, I don't fucking care, whatever. So it was just like,
I'm glad I got to be the first and pop your cherry.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I always ask people to subscribe to the podcast and rate it. And if you rate it and hit on me or say something nasty, I'll read it. So let's see what I got. Okay. M. Thomas Steele said, sweet podcast. This podcast is as sweet as them sweet, sweet titties on Nicole. And I want to bury my face all up in them, which I truly, truly love very, very, very much. And then everyone truly is being very nice, which is great. Someone said they want to sit on my face, which is good, I guess.
Okay.
But, like, I want to sit on your face.
I was just about to say, like, I would much rather it be the other way.
Right? Like, I don't want that. And then I had a good one. This man said he was sorry for his white male privilege, and he wanted to give it to me. He wanted to give me his hard white male privilege.
Oh.
That made me giggle. So truly, keep them coming in. They make me smile. I really love when people are inappropriate and nasty, and I'm asking for it.
I'm glad you put that disclaimer on there.
And I'm asking for it in a way that women are not asking for it all the time. Unless they say they want it, they don't. So that's my little tidbit for everyone today. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye!
This has been a Team Coco production.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.